Okay, we're learning Daf Lamed Gimel, Omer Aleph, and we're starting like 6 or 7 lines from the top. Omer Rav Gidl, Omer Rav. We are in the middle of a sugya about Hamado v'Harocha, that the Kohen, when they want to be paid to redeem something that's hektish, Hamado v'Harocha means it stands before the Kohen and the Kohen evaluates it. It's only shaykh to have Hamado v'Harocha, only possible to have Hamado v'Harocha if someone has a lie. If someone has dead, it's not possible to have Hamado v'Harocha. So we had in the Mishnah, a machlekes to Rabbanon and Rab Shimon, that it said in the ratio of the Mishnah Rabbanon sheet, v'meisu yikfuru. If it dies, you have to bury it. You can't redeem it. Rab Shimon says, kachi bedek abayis, you could be paid it. Kachi bedek abayis, you could do a piddin. V'meisu yiftu, you could be paid it. Kachi bedek abayis, you could be paid it. That's the machlekes Tanakama and Rab Shimon. That's the machlekes Tanakama and Rab Shimon. If you paid it, or if you cover it. And the Mechlekes B'Yechon and Mishlokesh, what's Pshat in the Rabbana? The Rabbana hold that everything is Hamado V'Harocha, or they just hold Bedek Abayis is Hamado V'Harocha. So Rabbi Yechon holds everything is Hamado V'Harocha according to Rabbana. According to Mishlokesh, only Bedek Abayis needs for the Rabbana Hamado V'Harocha, and Rabbi Shimon says the opposite. Only Kachar Mizbeach needs it. Now the Gemara is going to explain the reasoning for everyone. Amar Rav Gidon Marav, my time of the Mishlokesh. What's Pshat in Mishlokesh that holds Amar the Rabbana and Kachar Bedek Abayis, Hoye B'Chal Hamado V'Harocha? The kachav of the gabayis is needs hamad varacha. Kachav mizbech lehori yomchal hamad varacha. Kachav mizbech does not need hamad varacha. The amakra, the pasuk says, "V'herich hakoyin oisa bein toiv ubein ra." In the pasuk that says that the kohen has to do aracha, it says, "V'herich hakoyin oisa bein toiv ubein ra." And he makes a drash like this: "Ezu davash eina chalik bein toiv lera." Which type of thing? There is no chilik. Bein toiv bein ra, all the same thing. Have aimer zeh kachav of the gabayis. So that's how they're bottling the pasuk. Haracha, Hamad Haracha is said by Bedek Abayis. Things that have no chilik bein toiv bein ra. The halacha is a Bedek Abayis. It makes a difference if it's a Balmum and not a Balmum. It's all the same. Because you're just selling the behemah and getting the money for Bedek Abayis, not a carbon. So when it says bein toiv bein ra, it sounds like either toiv, either ra. So therefore, we know it's talking about Bedek Abayis, and it says Hamad Haracha. Havayim is a culture of Bedek Abayis that teaches us that Bedek Abayis is a Hamad Haracha. Va'omakra, and the pasuk says, what's Oysa coming Lamute? Lamute Kachay Mizbeach. It's coming to exclude Kachay Mizbeach. This is Rosh Lakish's drasha. He holds it's the only time you have Mod of Aracha according to the Rabbanon, it's only by Bedek Abayis and not by Kachay Mizbeach. Rav Yechon holds that the Harachay is going by both, by everything. And if you look at the Psukim, it makes sense because the Pasuk before is talking about a Pidin of a Behema of Kachay Mizbeach. So it does make a little bit sense. That's going back on the pasuk before that, to go back on both. And that's, so he says, going back on both. So what's the miyat of Oysa? Rav Yechanan, Oysa, Lamute Mai. What's it coming to exclude from a Mad Varacha? Lamute Balmum Ikra. It's coming to exclude something that's a Balmum, it starts off a Balmum. Something that you makdish and it's a Balmum. When you makdish it, that doesn't need a Mad Varacha. And the reason is because that never really is Chalak and Ikdush Saguf on it, because it was started off as a Balmum. So he holds that it's coming to exclude a Balmum Ikra. Dr. Gemara of Tani de Be'Levi, according to the Bryce of Be'Levi, that he holds even a Ba'amum Ikroi has been Ba'amad Varacha. Tani Levi learns the Bryce, even something that's Ba'amum when you makdash it. Tani Levi Mastita, which don't can't have the Shagof of Mizbeach, still, if you makdash those things, has been a Ba'amad Varacha. So what's Oysa coming to be Mayit for you, Levi? Gemara answers Kasha. Gemara says, I don't have Pshat. According to Levi, I have no idea what's coming to Mayit, because according to Levi, everything has a Hamado V'Harocha, even Balmum Mi'ikroi. So let's just recap quickly. Rabbi Yechanan holds that Hamado V'Harocha is both by Bedek Abayis, Vira Bonon, are both by Bedek Abayis and by Kachar Mizbeach, and Oysa is coming to exclude Balmum Mi'ikroi. And according to Rosh Lakish, Oysa is coming to Mayit two things, technically. Ba'amum Ikroi and Kachay Mizbeach. Also doesn't have Mad Varacha. And why am I saying that they come to exclude Ba'amum Ikroi also? Because remember yesterday's daf, it said Divra Kol Ba'amum Ikroi doesn't have Mad Varacha. This last thing I'm saying is an important fact that might change on our base. What? Right, Levi. Yeah. And it said Divra Kol Riechner and Shlokesh. Yeah, very good. Levi Hogda. The words of Divra Kol between Riechner and Shlokesh. That's what it said. So don't worry about the basic. First, explain Rabbanon. Now we have to explain Rab Shimon Shita, who holds that only Bedek Abayis has Hamad Varacha. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. No, only Kachem Mizbech has a Mad Varacha. Rabbi Shimon was only Kachem Mizbech has a Mad Varacha. Just to explain Pshat Rabbi Shimon. Omer Vudam Rav, my time with Rabbi Shimon, I'm a Kachem Mizbech, Hoy Bechal Hamad Varacha. The Kachem Mizbech needs Hamad Varacha. Kachem Radek Vais, Loy Hoyu, does not Bechal Hamad Varacha. What's the Drasha? See, the Drasha is being Tevira different. Omer Krav, Herich, Akoyin, Oysa, Be Tevira. Ezu Dava, which type of thing? There's a Chilik, Shechalik, Be Tevira. There's a Chilik, Be Tevira. Have a Omer, that culture is Bech. That's culture is Bech, where there's a difference if it's Toiv or Ra. If it's Ra, it can be brought on as a carbon, Toiv could be brought as a carbon. So he learns just opposite of the Drasha before. He always is talking about Daf, culture is Bech. Vamakra, Oysa, Lamute, Oysa is coming to exclude. What's Oysa coming to exclude? Oysa, Lamute, Bedegabites. Coming to exclude Bedegabites. So Mara has a problem. What's being toiv, being ra? Beit Amidrash means both toiv and ra are included in this pasuk. But we're saying it's something that has a difference in toiv ra. Okay, being toiv ra and boilei. If we wanted to say kach mizbeach, I could say something that's difference between toiv ra. Not being toiv and ra. Man sounds like a bowl. Not a difference. Sounds like a bowl. If we want to say something that's different between toiv ra, just instead of being toiv ra. So it's shver to really say it's talking about kach mizbeach, but the Mara's blives are kasha. Okay. So now I want to learn some kashas on Rabbi Yechron and on Shlokesh. Meisve. Learned in the Braisa. Says in the Braisa. Meisu tamimim yikvru ba'amum yiftu. If the behemoth that was hektish died, if it's a tamim, you always bury it. You can't redeem it. And we'll see the reason is, the Gemara on Beis says that a tamimim, that's whilst tamim dies, it doesn't pass to redeem it, because since it was chazal akrava, and therefore, a matvis tamimim, you know, tamimim is always yikvaru, you can't be paid it if it dies. So meisu tamimim yikvaru, you bury it, or balimumim yiftu. But a balimum, you can paid it even after it dies. Zogta Bryce, medvar amurim, the kachm is beach, it doesn't need a mad varacha. It doesn't need a mad varacha. Av a kachm is beach, since it needs a mad varacha, so then bein tamimim, and now it's dead, and it can't have a mad varacha, so bein tamimim, bein balimumim yikvaru. Sai Tmimim, Sai Balimumim, both of them are, you have to bury them, you can't redeem them. That's the Tanakhama's price. If Shimon Omer, Echa Kochim is Beach, Echa Kochim Bedegabayas, both Kochim is Beach and Kochim Bedegabayas, Tmimim Yikvaru, Tmimim you can't be paid because of Tmimim, but Balimumim Yiftu and doesn't need Hamada Varacha. And remember, going to Rav Shimon here, it's still a problem. So Rav Shimon says, Echa Kochim is Beach, Echa Kochim Bedegabayas, Balimumim Yiftu. Tomorrow we'll talk about that momentarily. So first Gemara asks, this is the Braisa. Everyone got the Braisa? So Gemara says, Tufta de Rav Yechon and Mereisha. There's a Kasha on Yechon and Mereisha. Walk, and the Reisha says that Kotche Mizbeach, you could be Poida. I, according to Rav Yechon, Kotche Mizbeach, according to the Rabbanon, need Hamad Varacha. It sounds Mamashak of Shlokesh, that the only thing needs Hamad Varacha is Bedek Abayis, according to Rabbanon, not Kotche Mizbeach. So Tufta de Rav Yechon and Mereisha, the Kasha on Rav Yechon from the Reisha. Amalach Rav Yechanon. So here the kasha, right? In the ratio it says that you let it be poida, kotche mizbech. So the Gemara Chumash Kinnam ba'mum ikroi. Talking about it was ba'mum ikroi, and that's why it's different between kotche mizbech and bedek avayis. It's ba'mum ikroi. So ba'mum ikroi, but kotche mizbech, it's not chal the kedusha at all. So it's in the mad varacha. Mashenkin bedek avayis is chal. So of course, going to Rabbanon, you need both hamad varacha. Just here, we're talking about ba'mum ikroi, and therefore. By kachay mizbeach, you could redeem it. Why? Because it was about mumi ikroi. And how can I miss davar? Yechet says, I'll bring you a riot to about mumi ikroi. Why? Did hema shakad mekdesh mes mumam? If hektesh was before the mum, so then what's pshat in Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon says over here that you could paid it by both mizbeach and by the gavayis. You could paid it. What do you mean? Nimad varacha by the gavayis coin by mizbeach coin to Rav Shimon. So lifrig Rav Shimon Allah. Rav Shimon should argue. Why does Rav Shimon say ba mum yiftu? He should hold, no, that only Bedek Abayis is Yiftu, not Mizbech. Allah Shvami, no, but Ba'amum Ikroi. And therefore, even Rav Shimon agrees that there's no din Amad Varacha at all over here, because Bedek Abayis holds no Amad Varacha, and Kach Mizbech is Ba'amum Ikroi. And therefore, it's very Geshmach, the Brais, according to Rav Yechanan, who's that sign, Ba'amum Ikroi. Huh? It's very Geshmach, Rav Yechanan learns that Ba'amum Ikroi. Now, Elaim would have to Rav Shlokesh, Kash Rav Shlokesh. Because Rav Shlokesh, has he learned this price? It's hard to mukach to talk about mum ikroi because what else is pshat on Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon says echa kachu is beach vechkatu gabayis yiftu. So what's talking about mum ikroi? And if talking about mum ikroi, it's a diak. The afkabam mum ikroi. is it possible to be paid to the kachem is bad? But if not, you can't. So it's a kashram shlokish. Elim yav tuf to the shlokish. So the Gemara, no, shlokish mukulav is a kodam hekdeshim as mumum. Shlokish learns his price by kodam hekdeshim as mumum. It's hekdesh first for the mum, and then the reisha is mamash right to him. Because Rabbanan say, the kachem is bad, you could be paid. But kachem hekdeshim, you cannot be paid. But the problem is, yachi, niflag of Shimon Allah. Let Rav Shimon argue. Why does Rav Shimon say that kachem is bech, he can be paida? L'chay, Rav talking about the regular hektish. Rav Shimon holds Amad Devaracha by hektish kachem is bech. Dr. Gemara, a teretz. Hold on, just hold on until the bottom line, by the way, everyone, and then the chesmin's over on the bottom line. But still, you have to know Rav Yechon and Shlok is very good, but let's just finish up. We have a kash over here. Yachi, niflag Rav Shimon Allah. Let him argue. So tomorrow, Shlokish made Pereira. Shlokish has a different gear in this price, huh? And very slight difference. It's turned over a little bit, but in Halakha, a very slight difference. And the difference is that the Rav Shimon is not going to say a word of, clearly, of Bedek Abayis and Mizbeach. That would be the Chilik. And then because of that, he'll have to answer himself. Let's see. Shlokish made Pereira. Halakha Moisev, Michal Tachwiti. He asked a different price. In this price, it says, Meisu bein Tamimin, bein Balimumin Yikfuru. Means you cannot be poided. Sai Tamimin Balimumin. Mev Balimumin Kachi Bedek Abayis. So it sounds like a shlokish so far in the Rabbanon. But dafka b'kachim b'edek abayis, you can't be poided. Ava b'kachim is bech, you could be poided yiftu, because doesn't your mother v'rach go into Rabbanon. Rav Shimon Omer, tamimim yikvru b'alimumen yiftu. B'alimumen, you have to be, you could be poided. You could be poided b'alimumen. So it sounds like by both. That's what it sounds like, maybe. Tiyiftu d'Rav Yechonon m'seifa. First the kasha is Rav Yechonon m'seifa, which means ava b'kachim is bech, yiftu, it's Rav Yechonon. Because l'chayra, according to Yechonon, he can't be part of the kachim zbech. So I'm like Rabbi Yechonon, how come I ask you about mum ikroy? He says talking about b'al mum ikroy, and therefore, since it's b'al mum ikroy, then even kachim zbech, you could be part of the way Alamad Varacha, since the star of as a b'al mum. And the Gemara says, hachana mistavra, Rabbi Yechonon says to himself, the tamam is a kachim zbech as mumum. If talking about that the hektish was for the mum, so then, Rav Shimon should hold, Bedek Abayis, you could be part of the, but not mizbech. Niflag Rav Shimon Allah. So why does Rav Shimon not argue on the ratio of kachim mizbech? It sounds like b'alimum yiftu is across the board. Elam yav tiftu rav shlokish, same kasha for us. We have kasha rav shlokish. So here, shlokish can answer. Amalak shlokish, shlokish can skidon. Shikadam hekdesh rav mumun. The whole b'rayis is talking about hekdesh was for the mum. And therefore, the beginning part of the b'rayis is a riot to him. That dafka kachim bedek abayis to get parida. Not kachim mizbech. Because kachim bedek needs a... dafka kachim mizbech to get parida. Doesn't even have the racha. But kachim bedek abayis, you can't. And I have niflag of Shimon Allah. Rav Shimon holds the opposite. So Rav Shimon should argue. Why does Shimon say yiftu? Would you say no? Bali mumin of bedek abayis yiftu. But bali mumin of kachim mizbech, lo yiftu. So you should argue on that. Amalak shlokish, hachi nami the polygraph of Shimon. Rav Shimon taka argues on that. When he says bali mumin yiftu, he means only bedek abayis, not kachim mizbech. So before in the version of the Brisa, before you couldn't say that, because there the words of Rav Shimon were, Echa kachim is bech, echa kachim bedek abayis. So you couldn't say that. But here, the words of Rav Shimon just is, Bali mumin yiftu. And therefore, Rosh Lakish should get away with it and say that he's arguing on both.